The Woodland Gospels by Jeremy Lloyd. Right, said Captain Beaky, now Rat and I will bang on the tin with our sticks to attract people's attention. Startled, birds flew from the trees, fish swam to the bottom of the river, and there was a crackling in the undergrowth as small animals in the vicinity ran for their lives from the loud din. Batty Bat, who was hovering high above them to report on the appearance of the first animal, squeaked out the bad news. Oh dear, said Owl, it seems this noise has frightened everyone off. Batty Bat flapped down. Whose idea was it? Asked Bat. I forget. Owl's, said Captain Beaky, and not a very good one. No one has to be right all the time, said Owl, and if I have any failing, it is to assume that other people are as intelligent as I am. Just then, a sudden gust of wind indicated a change of weather. A black cloud appeared and a few heavy drops of rain fell. Oh, said Timmy Toad, perhaps we should go home if it's going to rain. It's not going to, said Rat. It is. In that case, said Captain Beaky, I suggest we take shelter under this old upturned boat here and use some of these dry bits of wood to light a nice fire. Crawling under the boat, he beckoned to the others, and with the aid of a box of matches and a lot of puffing from Timmy Toad and flapping from Batty Bat, they got a small fire going and sat around it. Things could be worse, said Owl, wiggling his toes as he warmed his feet. Could they? Asked Bat, wrapping his wings tightly around himself. Well, said Timmy Toad, taking off his wet sandals and putting them by the fire to dry. So much for bringing the Gospels to the woods. I feel, said Owl, that perhaps we should take this opportunity to discuss the subject amongst ourselves, just to make sure that we all know what we are talking about. Ask me a question, said Rat, anything, because I have read the Bible from beginning to end. Owl opened the Bible and, taking a small pair of spectacles out of his pocket, he popped them on the end of his nose. Who was John the Baptist's father? Said Owl. Pass, said Rat. What was the name of the Roman emperor at the time of the birth of Jesus? Asked Owl. Pass, said Rat. You don't know very much, do you? Said Captain Beaky. I know all the important bits, said Rat. I mean, it makes no difference to the story who the emperor was. All we have to know are the important bits, like what Jesus said and did. His father was a carpenter called Joseph, said Toad, and his mother was called Mary. We all know that, said Rat, but if his father had been a plumber, it wouldn't have made much difference. It would have made a difference, said Toad. They'd have had to spend a lot more on furniture. These details are of no importance, said Owl. Exactly, said Rat. That is the point I was trying to make. Now, as I see it, what matters is that God arranged for Jesus to come down to earth in a special way. And that special way was to make him the baby son of a lady who wasn't married yet. Cuckoos are doing it all the time, squeaked Bat. Doing what? Said Rat. Laying eggs in other people's nests and letting them look after their kids. I think, said Captain Beaky, that we should make it clear to Batty Bat, just in case he's not sure, that God is not a cuckoo and that the Virgin Mary was not about to lay an egg. Even Bat isn't that stupid, said Owl.
I
am, said Bat. May I continue, said Owl. The important thing here is that God sent an angel to tell Mary what he'd done. And then he sent another one to tell Joseph that the girl he was going to marry was going to have a baby who would be famous forever and ever because he would be the son of God. I bet Joseph was dying to tell the neighbours, said Timmy Toad. I would. Visiting angels are a very private matter, said Owl, and he did not tell the neighbours. And Mary and Joseph got married straight away. In fact, the angels had even told both of them what the baby's name was to be. Baby Jesus, said Toad. Brilliant, said Rat. Of course it was baby Jesus. That's who the story's about. And we know that his father and mother travelled on a donkey to a place called Bethlehem. And when they got there, all the places to stay were full. So they had to sleep in a stable where the animals slept. And that's where Jesus was born. And that's where the three wise men came to see him to make sure he was who they thought he was. All babies look the same, said Bat. So how could they tell? Because there was a star over Bethlehem, and that star was right over the stable, said Owl, glancing at the open book on his knee. Now, the local king, who was called Herod, heard about Jesus being born because wise men had arrived from far and wide asking where their new king was. And as he was a king himself, he didn't want any other kings about. Not even a baby king, said Toad. I'm afraid not, said Owl. Now, Herod didn't know exactly where Jesus was, so he had all the little children in Bethlehem put to death. But the soldiers never thought of looking for a king in a stable. So Mary and Joseph managed to escape with Jesus. Timmy Toad pulled Rat's hanky out of his pocket and wiped his eyes. Poor little children, said Toad. How could people be so bad to them? Well, said Rat, bad people are frightened of good people because they know that good people will always win in the end. That's true, said Owl. But good people, who are really good, suffer more than the bad people because they know what is good and bad. And bad people only know what is bad.